What did your father do when you were a child? What was his occupation?
He run on streetcar.
That's what he started off doing is.
Well, he was run on streetcar when I was small, when we lived in Asheville. And then later, he run on streetcar to Weaverville.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the streetcar quit, he bought the franchise and started out with touring cars. Then he ended up with buses. So that's...
They have been disbanded too long, about 10 years.
The buses have only been disbanded that long?
Mm-hmm.
And he ran buses up to Rims Creek and up to Ox Creek, to Mars Hill and Weaverville, and to...
Here's one of them.
To Marshall's, down to Marshall, North Carolina.
Hmm. Here's a nice picture.
This is a streetcar there.
Let me see. When was this picture taken? Oh.
We don't know.
Do you know who that is standing at?
That's my father.
That's your father?
Yeah, that's why I brought.
So he was a conductor?
Yes.
And you were about how old when he was conductor on the streetcar? Were you just...
I don't know how long he's on streetcar.
He's on the streetcar before we moved to Weaverville.
Yeah.
We lived on Ridge Creek when he... And my mother took him in on a horse.
To go to work, and then she picked him up in the afternoon, or either he rode that. And in the first place, he didn't know how to drive when he was working on the streetcar. He didn't know how to drive a car. So then when the streetcar went out of business,
he learned how to drive a car. Well, there wasn't any cars.
And he had these long cars, touring cars, with the little seats in back in between, it folded down in the floor, and then raised up and had that.
Did he get a car after the streetcar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what sort of things he did as conductor there? What was his job entailing? He'd just take money from people?
Take the money.
And then when they get to Weaverville, they'd change the seats, you know. So he faced back that way. It didn't turn around like trains does.
Come straight this way and then went back.
And they changed, you see.
About how many people used to ride with?
Oh, it'd be full. Sometimes you'd have to stand up. they run the trolley car up to Grace, and then they get a transfer ticket and go and catch the Grace streetcar on up to Asheville.
How far was Grace from Weaverville?
Is about 9 miles. Because it's 10 all the way to Asheville. Mm-hmm. About 9 miles.
Hmm. Did your mother work at all?
No.
Just a housewife?
She was a housewife.
Not just. But a housewife.
Yeah.
She worked.
Oh, she worked.
She was not anything she said she couldn't do, but one thing she couldn't play the piano.
Did you all have any other brothers or sisters?
Yes.
We had three brothers.
Three brothers?
Mm-hmm. They're both, all three gone, deceased.
No, only two of us left.
And, of course, they later become bus drivers, owners of the buses after my father passed away.
Well, of course, two of them worked for my father.
Mm-hmm.
And drove the buses, too. Also.
You know how your father ended up getting his job as conductor?
No, I don't.
No?
His brother, I guess, had something to do with it.
Yeah, but he ran on streetcar in Asheville before
his brother
did.
Before Uncle Brad did?
Oh, yeah.
When I didn't know that this way.
Uh-huh. He ran on streetcar when Marshall and I was small.
What was his name?
Marion J. Holcomb.
No, your uncle.
Marshall. No, he was their brother, Marshall.
Brother?
He's older than I, but she's the oldest.
You mentioned somebody named Brad.
That was an uncle that run on streetcar in Asheville.
He was my father's brother.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe he had something to do with a job, but she says no.
No, my dad was the oldest, and he ran on streetcar before Uncle Brad ever thought of going to Asheville.
Wow.
How old was your father when he started working for the streetcar?
I don't know.
He was very young, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
because
20s or so.
Because he was only 63 when he...
When he died?
Died.
What year?
63. He was in 63.
What year was it that he died?
43.
43. Mm-hmm.
December.
Oh, yeah, my brother was...
December 43.
So that would make with the railroad, if this Weaverville-Asheville line started in 1908 or so, we can figure it out. I'll figure it out later. I guess you
I don't either. I can't tell you how long. If, you know, if I'd ever give it a thought before my mother had passed away or somebody, then I would. We could find out, but no one knows now. You don't know of anyone that would know how long the streetcar run. I mean, when the streetcar started.
It started in 1906.
1906.
Mm-hmm. And your father started off when it first started, he was the first conductor?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
What sort of hours did he work, do you know?
He went on early in the morning.
He went on 6 o'clock in the morning.
And get up at 7.
But he'd usually be home in the evening?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And home in the middle of the day for lunch. Hmm.
Did you get to see him much as a kid? Or was?
No, we'd seen him all the time. He was home every night.
Did you all ride the streetcar a lot?
Yes.
It's the only way we had to go to Asheville.
We didn't really have a school out here. Well, they had a small school, but we didn't go when we first came there. So we rode the streetcar and got off out at Newbridge and walked a couple of miles to Woodford School. Anyway, I know I started in the first grade out there. And then when this school was built, primary school down here was in 1920-something.
As
in the third grade.
So this streetcar doubled as a school bus as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. A lot of children rode the school buses. Because they didn't have school buses. They rode the streetcar. And we'd go to Woodson, but most of the Weaverville that went, they went to this little. And then we had private schools in Weaverville.
No, we didn't go.
But we rode the streetcar and went out to Woodson. That was the first public.
About how many little kids would there be on the streetcar in the morning?
Oh, I don't know. That's a lot of
money. Oh, yes. I don't even remember.
Because a lot of times I remember we had to stand up. Because they had to take the people that worked, too, you see. Because they had run a furniture plane out here at Woodfin and different places where the men and a lot of people, you know, they didn't have cars back then. Very, very few. And they rode the streetcar to work.
Did you like riding that streetcar?
Oh, yeah.
Then at the Weaver Lake, years ago, why they would have, on the island,
it
they...
It was a pavilion, you know, out on the island, built up around that Lake Village, you know, where Lake Village. And they had...
Is that just near town?
Yeah.
Yeah, right down the way. Mm-hmm. Right. Is it still in city limits, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they would have dances and things down there, nights. My father would, he'd take us down there. And then they had to drive the streetcar late and bring people from Asheville out there.
Mm-hmm. What time did the streetcar stop at night?
I don't remember.
Your father never worked a late shift?
No, he went on 6 in the morning. He was always home at night.
What sorts of things do you remember about the streetcar? Was it just one car that ran? Or?
No. They passed one another out. They had the switch out here towards Newbridge.
Uh-huh. Well, they had several cars, but there were two on the line all the time.
Two on the line all the time. Mm-hmm. One would leave Asheville, one would leave Weaverville, and then they'd pass each other. Because I remember Mr. Rex Helen was the
owner.
But Mr. Blue, was that his name? Well, anyway, he was going one way, and somebody had done it, and they had a wreck, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And killed one of them.
Really?
Killed Mr. Hallam, didn't he?
No, Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue.
He was a motorman.
I know, I was just really small. I can't remember.
No, they had two on the track at the same time, one leave Louisville, one leave Iceville. And then they were about halfway between here and Iceville. They had a switch, they called it, and they change, go around, you know what I mean.
Put it on another track, you know.
And then they pass.
One time they forgot to switch or something?
Yeah. They forgot to switch, and they hit head on.
There's a wreck I ever know, and I was just there. Mm-hmm.
Was there just like one person was killed?
Yeah, I think Mr. Blue was on the one.
Mm-hmm. I think some more was hurt, but that was on the one.
Well, that must have been pretty big news.
Yeah. It was, especially.
And isn't it how you wish you'd saved the papers?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember he had a Mustang. I remember that, and his picture was in the back. And the streetcar.
He was older than my dad.
Yeah.
Tall man, I can kind of picture
him.
Yeah,
I can too.
Was he the conductor on the other?
Yes.
He was the conductor on the one of the cars.
But Dad wasn't happened to be on that one.
No, my dad wasn't on that one.
He was so he wasn't the conductor on the other one?
He was conductor on one of them. And he wasn't on that
Mr.
morning,
Blue
I
was,
mean with
Mr.
Blue.
Blue. He was the motorman.
Yeah, Mr. Blue was motorman, driving.
See, Daddy was a conductor, he didn't drive it.
Mm-hmm.
He walked up and down the aisle.
And
picked
up the money and punched the tickets and this, that, and the other.
How much did it cost when it first started?
We didn't pay.
I don't know. But anyhow,
that's all I know.
Well, I tell you, when Daddy put the touring cars on, wasn't it just 25 cents?
I guess.
I think it was.
That's all I know. I just got on to sit down.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's lucky when your father's a conductor.
Yeah, and then, too, after that, we never paid, you see, because Daddy bought the franchise, you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the buses.
And then we rode the, going into the bus station when we would ride the Trailway or Greyhound, we still had a pass, so we didn't have to pay no bus fare, so we just went.
But Daddy was the only local bus that was in the bus station.
My father had started the bus in 1920.
You probably remember that a little bit better.
Yeah, I do.
How did he end up starting the bus line?
Well, the streetcar wasn't running, and people didn't have no transportation.
And he knew he'd make a living, you see, by putting the touring cars on, because he had, several touring cars.
Mm-hmm. Drivers.
Now, touring cars, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's something like a limousine, you know, that the airport has now, and they have these rumbles. I don't know if they call them rumbles.
No, it was inside.
No, it was inside, two extra, and they pushed down.
You could take about two or three in the front seat with the driver, and then about three to four
ten.
In the back.
I ate whole about ten.
And then about two to three in these seats.
But back then, that's about it.
On a transportation from
Weaver
to Iceland.
And he made good money, especially during the war.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they took all the cars, you know, and everybody would drive the streetcar. The bus.
Because that was on the transportation from Weaver to Iceville.
Of course, he just bought the franchise from Iceville to Weaverville, and then he bought a franchise from Weaverville to from Iceville to Mars Hill, and then he extended it up to Rims Creek and Ox Creek and down to Marshall.
And down to Craggy.
And down to Craggy.
To the beach.
He had all those, had buses on them.
Mm-hmm.
But he made a good
living. So after the
you see, it kept building up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did he have a partner when he first started the touring car business?
No.
Just started with one car.
Mm-hmm.
Then, no time, he got two cars.
And then he got three or four.
And then he didn't keep the cars very long.
Not
he
very long.
Got a bus.
Got buses.
He'd get but one bus at a time till he
had
a whole line of buses.
Did he keep the touring cars going while he was starting the bus operation as well?
No. He sold the touring cars, you know. When he bought his first bus, he'd sell maybe one or two. But he kept enough to keep the
fill in if something that they needed for a short trip. Then later, of course, after he got buses, he made a lot of, or my brothers did, a lot of trips, specials.
What? Where did they usually go?
Anywhere they wanted to go. Down to Florida, Washington,
and then
Tennessee.
He'd take a bus load down to Unto the Hills, you know?
Manio, and then he'd take Mars Hill
College
football and baseball to take the teams to play ball.
And then North Buncombe High School after it was built to Staples. See, they didn't have the activity buses, you know, like they do now. You see, and they'd have to hire the local buses.
Was he driving the buses as well when he started that? Or driving the touring cars?
No, okay. Driving the buses. The touring cars was way before the schools was built. I mean, the high school, you know, they combined them. We had the small schools.
I mean, was he just running the business, or was he also driving some of the cars?
Yeah, he did the driving.
He
had extra drivers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever get involved in the business at all?
Yes.
She was a bookkeeper for a long time.
About 20 years.
Oh, when did you start as the bookkeeper?
43, when my father passed away. He had a bookkeeper before that, and I worked in Asheville. Then after he passed away, then I started staying, built the garage, and office and things down there in Weaver.
Did you more or less take over the business when you passed away? Or?
My brothers. Well, the family. It was a family.
Three brothers.
Mm-hmm. My mother, her and I. It was left to the family.
Did y'all have separate jobs that you took care of?
Yes.
What did your brothers do?
Drivers.
They were
drivers. And one brother was, two of them was overseas. Of the company things, president, vice president, things like that. But they did that, drive. Anything to be done, from painting a bus, greasing one, working on it.
Well, they had mechanics now, but they did like that.
You know what I mean, just general work. We had a large garage.
How many buses were there in 1943, when your father passed away?
18.
Did you add any more buses? Well,
yeah.
Oh yeah, during the war, we added that in 42. And then my brother, that they bought three or four more.
Oh yeah, and then later on we bought more. Yeah.
What year did y'all stop running the buses?
1970.
1970.
Business stopped. So
after they built all the.
Everybody got
cars. Did you used to ride the trolley with your father when you were just a little kid?
Yeah.
You know, just sort of stay on there all day or something?
No, we didn't have time.
Didn't have time. Well, what were you doing?
Well, you had to do work at home, mister.
We had a cow and chickens and
when we were small, but. No, we'd go ride if we wanted to, but we didn't stay all day.
So you never went around there and played on the trolley car during the day?
No, it didn't sit there. It just came, you know, and wait till the passengers come in and got seated and that's on, and it'd start back. It run, you know, just right.
Every hour.
Did they take freight?
Yeah.
They did?
And milk. I remember stopping over here, right above Lake Louise, and these people run a dairy, and they'd bring these big tall milk cans full of milk, and they had a platform there up high so they could scoot it in the baggage car.
And they hauled the mail.
Yeah, they carried the mail.
Mail and baggage and things like that on the trolley.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a separate room on the trolley where they kept
They called it the baggage room.
Where would that have been located?
In the back of the car.
Mm-hmm. Which, well, you can see, when it reached the end of the line, they would just turn the seats around.
Yeah, and I just wondered if they did that baggage room, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was just wondering that too, because the baggage room would then be in the front of the car.
I don't remember that either. But I do know they carried the mail and they carried the milk.
Yeah, because I can remember seeing my father pick up that bag of mail.
Yeah, but where, I don't know.
They changed the design of the cars at all?
No. That's always, that looked to me like that. I couldn't tell you. But how come it colored, I don't know. Because it wasn't, this is a, later, they just put this color on it.
Yeah.
Because the streetcars was all just like this. I mean, they were black. They had some red on them, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
Have a little red. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This picture here has probably been hand-painted.
Yeah,
by
because...
But that's the regular old car.
But it had the white letters up there.
In the summer, they had a car...
That was all open.
Open. The windows and things was all open.
Uh-huh.
They would ride that maybe like at night when they would be coming to Weevil with a special or something, mm-hmm. people to this place or different places, and they'd have this open car.
Open roof as well?
No.
Just the windows?
Just like this, but it didn't have...
I thought we had one of those down home. You didn't find it.
I couldn't find it. We had one, but it was all open. These windows were all open down mm-hmm. to there, uh-huh. right along there.
But during the winter, it must have gotten pretty cold.
Oh, well, they didn't use it except for special.
Mm-hmm.
More they didn't use it on the
scene, you know?
They didn't use it on the line for every day.
Did they have heat in the winter?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what would that have been, what, an oil burners or some sort
in
there?
Tell you that.
I don't know.
But they did have heat.
Yeah.
Maybe you could describe a typical day in your father's life as a trolleyman.
Oh,
that's too far back.
And you said that he had to get to work at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What time would he get up in the morning?
I don't know. 5 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, Mama always got up early and had his breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Did he wear a special uniform?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got a uniform on right there.
Did he like that uniform a lot?
Yeah, he looked nice in it.
He was a very neat little fellow.
Mm-hmm. Did he just have, you know how many uniforms he had?
Well, I guess he had two, I know. Maybe had three.
You remember what it looked like?
Yes, like navy blue.
Navy blue?
Mm-hmm.
How about the buttons?
Well, they were brass.
Brass buttons?
Mm-hmm.
You take a lot of pride in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was very neat.
Did he have a watch?
Oh, yeah.
Had a pocket watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Many later, of course, got them.
Had a wristwatch or something?
Oh, yes.
How did your mother feel about working for the trolley? Had your father working for the trolley?
Anything to make a living. It's honest. Because she always backed him in everything he ever did.
Mm-hmm. Did she seem to take pride in it?
Yeah.
How about in his uniform? Did she take pride in that as well?
Yeah. Starching, get the shirts. I remember that.
Them white shirts.
But you don't do that now.
You wore a white shirt?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I've never seen my father in a colored shirt.
You wear a tie as well?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a tie was it? Regular tie, bow tie?
Well, no, it was regular. I guess it matched his uniform, you know, because that's all he wore, except on Sunday when he dressed up. He had his regular suit, you know, maybe colored tie, but I'm sure it was solid.
Mm-hmm. So, You said that your father came home for lunch, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess. That's been a long time ago. I know he was home when they had the buses, but I don't hardly remember about the streetcars.
I don't think he'd get on the streetcar because he wouldn't have a time. I can't remember. Hmm.
So where would he eat?
Uptown.
In Nashville.
Did your mother pack a lunch for him?
No.
Uh-uh.
What kind of things did he eat?
Anything he could find. No, he was pretty good. He liked vegetables and meat and things. Dessert.
Mm-hmm. Was it a good paying job?
Yes.
Conductor? Mm-hmm. Is that one of the better jobs in the community?
Oh, yeah.
At that time it was.
Sure it was. Mm-hmm.
Did people look up to him because of that?
Uh-huh. My father was always admired by people.
Hmm.
Young people, too. When he had the bus.
I have a few more questions here.
Okay.
How many days a week did your father work?
Seven. He'd probably rotate. I mean, he'd
I guess he was off some.
Yeah, I know he was because he shouldn't have been out when he had.
Would he have one day off or 2 days off?
Well, no, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Hmm. Not to be asking about religion, but did y'all go to church? Do you remember him going to church with y'all?
Methodist church.
So he would have that time off to go to church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did he have a badge on his uniform?
Mm. Had a badge on his cap, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it had a number on it.
Had a number right there.
Oh, it had a number on it.
It was Bryce, like the buttons.
Mm-hmm. What would the number be? What would it signify?
Mm-hmm. Maybe what number he was to work, or I don't know. Couldn't tell you that.
Was there a logo for the trolley car, a design that somebody designed to represent it all?
The
trolley?
Sir, the line was there when I can remember my father going to work, and I don't know.
Well, that's it, I think.
Do y'all still have his uniform?
No.
Or the cap or badge or anything like that?
I don't know what Mom and Dad later.
I don't either.
I guess they, you know.
After he left the streetcar and went to other business, I don't guess she didn't keep them, I don't guess, because I don't remember having them.
Did the bus drivers have uniforms?
Yes.
What was their uniform like?
Gray
with a blue stripe down there, and they had, some had fitted jackets. Well, they had two different kinds. Some had short jackets that buttoned down.
Like the Eisenhower jacket, you know?
And then some had longer coats. And they had a cap with their numbers of how many years they worked or what number they were.
And those were badges that they had?
Uh-huh. My father didn't wear uniform. And, but my brothers did, and the bus drivers all wore uniforms.
Hmm. Why didn't your father wear a uniform? Any particular reason?
I guess he was just the manager of it. He didn't want to wear
them. We don't know. He just didn't. I never seen him with one except streetcars.
What would he usually wear?
Suit.
A suit? Mm-hmm. Any particular color?
Oh, he had several.
Most any kind, different colors.
Mm-hmm. And always a white shirt.
Yeah.
Always white shirt.
And all the boys wore white shirts.
All my brothers wore white shirts.
Well, you've got a colored shirt on there. Both of you do.
But they just always like white shirts.
Mm-hmm. What was the physical description, maybe, of the inside of the trolley?
I couldn't tell you that because I was too little. I don't remember that.
Do you remember it at all?
I do remember this, that they had these cards, and the people would advertise their business and they get so much. And Daddy did in his buses.
Oh, yeah.
And they put
in the buses you
had. Each side, you know, like a cafe or a club or a dance hall, or they'd advertise. And they'd pay them so much to put these cards in. And I remember one or two times we'd have to wait till he got finished putting those cards up so he could get out. Well, believe I remember that. But, and they were cheerful looking, a lot of them were. Advertisement. You remember that?
Yeah. I remember putting the signs in the buses myself.
Yeah, but I mean, they had them in
but the I don't remember. I mean, I know they had them in the trolley,
in the
but we
trolley.
Didn't. But now I've put many of the cards in the inside bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those mostly Weaverville businesses? Or
no,
Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
What were the seats like in the trolley? Were they wooden or upholstered?
I don't know. They weren't upholstered. I don't remember.
The benches or individual seats?
No, they were individual seats. And then up at the...
No, you sit two on the seat.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. They were something like this, and they were all down the middle of the trolley.
Well, they made something similar to the buses, only they wasn't upholstered.
They wasn't upholstered.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they had, I can remember, like they had all, they were iron.
Yeah.
They were iron?
That handle.
They were iron benches, but not as far as the seat, I can't tell you, but the back of them and the around that was iron. And
I think they had kind of like a red, that plush
seat or something.
You know.
And I know my father would always come through. When he would get to Weaverville or at the end of the line.
And he called out to stop, she said.
He called out that. Mm-hmm. And when he would go, just before we stopped and people would get off, but whoever was at the end of the line, he would take his hand and pull the seat and turn it to face back, going back to Asheville. And then when he got to Asheville, he pulled them to come to face Weaverville. And then when the people got on, they sit down. And they seats would sit two people on each side, and there was an aisle between.
Was the floor wooden on the inside?
I don't know. They had the heat under the seats.
Yeah. But, and then too, I know a lot of times a lady would get on maybe.
Something like a train.
They'd put the children here. But then they wouldn't want to sit there, and my father would come and change the seat so they'd face their mother and daddy, you know. So it'd
something
be
like a train.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
but
a train
does that now. Trains
so you can make it so
they
can face each other. Like a little booth.
Yeah, on account of children. I remember that.
Did your father have any particular way that he would, you know, call out all aboard or something like that?
Yeah, that's what he said. And when it was dark, you know, down here, he'd stand on the step. It's like he was right here. No, he wasn't on the step. But he usually step down on this lower step, and he'd, if all the passengers was on and it was clear, why, he'd throw up his hand and said, all aboard, and the motorman would know to start the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like the trains, you
Did
know,
kind
how
of
they
sing
do.
The name of the towns that he came to?
Pardon?
Did he kind of sing the names?
No. He'd just say, like Stony Knob or
Woodfin. Yeah. Well,
everybody knew where they were going.
Yeah. But I mean,
it wasn't
really like
strangers.
Yeah.
They knew where they were going to go get off.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, they had visitors.
And visitors, especially summer.
In the summer, especially. He would know that they were visitors, and then he'd call out the towns.
Would he make a show of it for them?
Well, no.
My dad wasn't a showman. He was very quiet.
But he would call out the towns.
Stops.
Mm.
Did you ever ride with any of the other conductors?
I don't know.
Yes, Mr. Bill Garrison was a conductor. Mr. Tom Garrison and Mr. Mugg and Mr. Blue was motorman. And my father and Mr. Bill Garrison was conductors. They were both small
ones. And all different ones.
I don't know.
Sam Robson. Yeah.
Were they, did they act more or less the same, or did they?
Yeah, they
everybody
acted as best son.
Same.
I don't know if Sam Robinson was more than a conductor, but in him he was on there with Daddy Ella.
Were there lights inside the trolleys?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Were they electric? Or?
I couldn't tell you that. I guess they were.
Yeah.
I imagine they were.
And the heat was electric.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure they were. Because it was really electric.
They would pull the switch.
See, the trolley up there is really, it had electric wire, and then they put it up, and it's just like a wheel, you know.
It was run by electric.
Yeah, it was electric.
It was electric.
Oh, I'm sure.
Was that at all dangerous?
One accident is the only time I've ever heard.
Were they pretty well kept up, the trolleys?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who would clean them?
Well, no, I couldn't tell you that.
Electric line.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you who cleaned them.
I thought it was.
But they had colored people. I remember that.
It was on the electric. Mm-hmm. And the heat was electric under the seats. I can remember that. Because I remember my brother getting on his shoe was kind of wet and put his foot down on that. Mm-hmm. And they had to pull the switch.
So it was the cleaning staff you were saying that it would clean them? Or?
We don't know about that.
I don't know who did it, but I do know they had colored men working, you know, and especially at the New Bridge there, that place.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what would they have been doing?
Well, this place out here, they would clean the seats, and first one thing, another. And one car could go in this side and one car there. They'd have two cars out there at that little place. The building's still there, isn't it? Mm. Out that New Bridge, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was the trolley full on the last run? Everybody wanted to get onto the last ride?
I imagine so, because I know, I remember Mama talking about it, saying something, and I think Vaughn, he took the Vaughn and Marshall with him that day.
Mm-hmm.
Were you all on the last run?
No. I don't remember.
I guess we could have, but maybe we were so used to it, you know what I mean? You're just so used to it going every day and him being at work, you just didn't pay that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, of course, when the morning our baby brother wasn't born.
Do you remember the day after the last run?
Yes. I mean, I just knew my father was home.
Mm-hmm. Did you ask him what was going on at that point?
Do you remember when they took the thing down at the depot?
When they built the new highway.
Yeah, they tore it down when they built the highway. And see, the highway, it was built, you know, had to take the cross ties up. Now, the highway is built where the streetcar ran.
And did they start taking the track and the ties up pretty soon after the closing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this old Weaver Bill Road, you know.
That's the way my father started his business, was going from this, you know, down by the front of the cafe building, down Rims Creek Road, and out at Stony Knob in Tweech's, now the highway. Well, that was no highway there then.
Yeah,